proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and it's my delight to be with you today. Over the past few programs, we've been looking at Bible geography by taking a land tour of Israel, visiting places both past and present that are special to us as we read the scriptures. Last time we were together, we visited the Damascus Gate on the eastern side of the old city of Jerusalem. Here we walked outside the city wall to the Garden Tomb and to Gordon's Calvary. We remember the work of Christ on the cross for our salvation here. Even though we cannot say for sure that this is the place where Jesus died, was buried, and rose again, we can rejoice that Jesus' tomb is empty and that he is alive forevermore. We will now go inside the city walls near the Hinnom Valley. We will come to the city of David near Ophel. Now, this is just a 3-minute walk from the Western Wall Plaza. Now, what we are about to witness here is to step back in time to the foundation of the city of Jerusalem. The earliest mention of Jerusalem in the Bible concerns Abraham meeting Melchizedek, the king of Salem. Most commentators believe that this was the place. Now, later on, David took his men and captured the city of Jebus by climbing up the water shaft, which you can see today as Warren Shaft. Now here, David established his kingdom in this city, which he renamed Jerusalem. He built his palace here and set up the groundwork and preparations for the temple that his son Solomon would later build. Now years later, good King Hezekiah and the people of Judah were being attacked by Sennacherib and the Assyrian army. Hezekiah ordered that a tunnel be built that brought fresh water into the city from the Gihon Spring to the Pool of Siloam. This was done by two groups that dug through the limestone rock from either side and met in the middle. In 1891, two boys who were exploring in the tunnel found an inscription from the builders at the spot where they met. That's pretty amazing. That inscription is now at the Istanbul Archaeology Museum in Turkey. This is because at the time of the finding, Jerusalem was under Ottoman control. Today, there's a plaque that bears the same inscription that tells the story of how the tunnel was completed. This is quite an accomplishment without modern technology. Now, going from Hezekiah's tunnel, you can explore other areas in the city of David, such as the city walls from David's time. In the past few years, a few archaeologists have claimed to have found the palace of King David at this very site. Even that there is some controversy concerning David, the city of David is very special. It is the foundation of the city of Jerusalem. Also, I think it is interesting how the Bible weaves its stories together. The one I have in mind concerns Jesus and King David. When David was about to overtake Jebus, the Jebusites believed that their city was impregnable. They cried out to David that even the blind and the lame could keep them out. Of course, we've already mentioned that David overcame those odds. Well, Jesus also overcame these obstacles as well. Out of all the miracles of Jesus, only two were ever mentioned that were recorded to have taken place in the city of Jerusalem. It is when Jesus healed the lame man at the Pool of Bethesda and when he healed the blind man at the Pool of Siloam in the city of David. Now, David was a mighty warrior for the Lord, and God's power was evident through him as he conquered Jerusalem. Even so, the power of Jesus was shown as he conquered sin and death and as he glorified the Father. What a powerful way to look at Jerusalem 1,000 years apart. All I have to say about that is simply praise the Lord. Now truly, the city of David in Jerusalem gives us a unique view into the mystery of this special place. It is definitely a favorite of mine, as well as for many visitors to the Holy Land. Now from ancient history to the current people and future events, there is something to learn and appreciate here at every turn. I invite you to join us again as we will go and visit the modern city of Jerusalem, also called the New Jerusalem in Israel, on our tour of Bible geography in the land of Israel. So come along with us and invite a friend as well. You won't want to miss it. Also, I just want to mention that IBJM does offer a special tour to Israel on a regular basis and invite you to contact us here for the next dates and prices for that exciting trip of a lifetime. If you've ever been to Israel or you want to go again, this is certainly for you. And also, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.